In 2 Kings chapter 4, there's the story of a woman who was a good friend of the prophet Elisha. In fact, she had built an extra room on her house, so when Elisha was in town, he could come over and stay. One day, Elisha asked her what he could do for her to return the favor. She said, "Nothing, Elisha. My husband and I are doing just fine." Elisha's assistant brought it to his attention that the couple didn't have any children. Her husband was an older man. Before Elisha left the woman, he prophesied, "By this time next year, you're going to have a baby." She was so excited. It seemed too good to be true. But the next year, just like he told her, she had a son. When the boy was around 10 years old, he was out in the field playing, and his head began to hurt very badly. They carried him home and placed him in his mother's arms, where he later died. You can imagine how this mother felt. She was heartbroken, devastated beyond measure. She carried her son to Elisha's room and placed him on Elisha's bed. For most people, this would be the end of the story, but not for this lady. She asked for a donkey and said, "I'm going to see the prophet Elisha." She told her assistant to ride fast and not slow down unless he was told. When Elisha saw the dust billowing up in the sky a couple of miles away, he noticed it was his friend, the woman who had built the extra room on her house for him. Elisha told his assistant Gehazi, "Go find out what's wrong." Gehazi ran to meet the woman way down the road, stopped her, and said, "Elisha is concerned. Why are you coming unexpectedly in such a hurry? Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child?" Speaking words of faith, she simply replied, "It is well," kept heading full steam ahead. Think of all the negative thoughts that this woman was fighting, and then consider her actual words. A lot of times when we face difficulties, somebody asks us how everything is going, we do just the opposite, tell them everything that's wrong. It's easy to talk about the problem, how bad it is, how it's never going to work out. But in those tough times, when you feel like complaining, when you have a good reason to be sour, you lost a job, a friend did you wrong, you're not feeling well, you have to dig your heels in and say it by faith. Business is slow, but all is well. God is still on the throne. He's the Lord, my provider. Or the medical report wasn't good, but all is well. God is my healer. Nothing will snatch me out of his hands. She finally made it to Elisha's house and told him that the son he promised her had died. Elisha went and prayed for the boy, and he came back to life. What I want you to see is that in her darkest hour, even when it looked impossible, this lady refused to get negative and speak defeat. When Gehazi asked, "Is everything okay?" she could have spoken out what I'm sure she was thinking. "No, I'm in the midst of a great tragedy. I'm facing the biggest challenge of my life." Nobody would have faulted her for that, but she chose to speak faith, even though her mind was being bombarded with doubt. She had a watch over her mouth. She wasn't going to be snared by her words. When you're hurting, you've been through a disappointment, you've suffered a loss, you have to do what she did. Say it by faith, all is well. It may not look well. It may not feel well. In the natural, you should be complaining, talking about how bad it is, but instead, you're making a declaration of faith. All is well. That's when the most powerful force in the universe goes to work. Friends, God can resurrect dead dreams. He can resurrect a dead marriage. He can resurrect health that's going down, a business that's failing. When you get in agreement with God, all things are possible. You may be facing a big obstacle. Doesn't look good, but here's the key. Don't talk about the size of your problem. Talk about the size of your God. God stopped the sun for Joshua. He parted the Red Sea for the Israelites. He breathed new life into this mother's little boy. He can turn your situation around. He can make a way even though you don't see a way. My challenge today, don't let negative words stop what God wants to do. If you can't say anything positive, zip it up. You may think it, but don't give it life by speaking it out. Your healing, your vindication, your promotion, they're right up in front of you. As was true with Jeremiah, God has already ordained you to do something great. Now put a watch over your mouth. Pay attention to what you're saying. When you make this adjustment, God is going to release promises that have been delayed. What you've been praying about, breaking that addiction, meeting the right person, getting healthy again, starting that business, suddenly things are going to fall into place. You're going to see God's favor in a new way. He's going to open new doors of opportunity, just as He did for Joshua and the Israelites. I believe and declare that every wall that's holding you back is about to come tumbling down. You and your children will make it into your promised land.